You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Anita Marks with you. Football fans, it's not too late to sign up for the Cover 5, a free-to-play pick'em game for season-long fun and compete against your friends, your rivals, and your favorite 98.7 ESPN host. Pick five games each week, and the best score against the spread throughout the regular season will win $1,000. How about that? Weekly prizes of $100 will also be awarded. Join the 98.7 ESPN League with the code NY22 on the Cover 5 app and cover5.com. Visit ESPNNewYork.com for full contest rules. Make sure you do that. 800-919-3776. We're going to get to your calls, and we're going to kick it off with Richard in Manhattan. Richard, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. I've been playing the home dogs. Now, the first week out of the 16 games, 10 home underdogs, I was 6-4. Last week, home underdogs, 4 games, 2-2. So far, I'm 8-6. This week, out of the 16 games, 9 home underdogs, including the Jets. So that means out of the 48 football games being played by the end of Monday night, 23 out of the 48 were home underdog games, which I think is pretty interesting. The other game that I'm interested in is the Giant game. Now, the Giants are going in with their starting quarterback. Dallas is going in with their backup quarterback. The Giants are a home game. Dallas is the visiting team. And the Giants are a one-point favorite? I mean, I don't know if you like or don't like the Giants, but to me, that's a bet you have to take. You have to take the Giants. I mean,
yeah, we
see?
Just had – and Richard, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Yeah, we just had Cynthia on. She said she likes the Giants minus -1. So do I. No disrespect to Cooper Rush. He's been in that offense for 5 years. But by the way, we are on top of this Yankees-Red Sox game. Red Sox actually are up on the Yankees 3-2. And Aaron Judge is at bat right now. Is he one for, guys? I know you guys have it up. He's 0 for. Oh, but he's 0 for 1, right? He's 0 for 1, yeah. And so they just showed a shot of his family, his parents in the stands as well. So bottom of the third, and I can't – what is the count right now? Is he 0-2? Yeah, he's 0-2. So we will keep you on – if Aaron Judge does hit 61, trust me, you will know right away. And God willing, he hit 61 and 62. How great would that be? Let's go to Greg in Piscataway. Greg, welcome in. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Anita. Hey, Anita, I just thought you said something that kind of intrigued me because I've been watching Daniel Jones, obviously his whole career. I'm a Giants fan. And you said that if you were the Giants, you would work on his extension now. And I'm rooting for the kids. Like, I'm a Giants fan. I think he has the perfect temperament for New York. I want him to be successful. But he misses a lot of open – like, a lot. Like, he has problems moving the ball. He has problems, you know, just scoring points and just looking like a, you know, functioning offense. And I know all of it's not – him, a lot of it is the offensive line, but comparing it to
Greg,
other
I'm
football.
Just, go ahead. Greg, I'm going to share this with you, okay? Marinating this for a minute, okay? Daniel Jones, through 2 weeks, has been the most pressured quarterback in the NFL, but in 2 weeks, he's the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. You know what happens when you pressure Tom Brady? Less than 50%.
You throw him off.
Less than 50% completion percentage. Less than 50% when you pressure Tom Brady.
Yeah, but...
Okay?
But Tom Brady... Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Daniel Jones has a 81.6% completion percentage. through 2 weeks. 81, not 70. You know, if you were, let's go back. Let's go back to when Eli Manning had that elite comment that he made. Of course he's going to call himself elite. But what quarterback in the NFL would not call himself elite? So, and when asked, well, what do you consider an elite quarterback? If you recall, Eli Manning was like, well, at least 70% completion percentage. That's what that's my goal. That's what I strive for each and every year. Daniel Jones right now is 81.6% completion percentage. He's the most accurate quarterback in the NFL after 2 weeks, and he's the most pressured quarterback in the NFL in 2 weeks. And Greg, if you watch those games, what he's been able to do with his feet in moving the chains to help Graham Gano hit a field goal to help them win, to move the chains to help them, for the clock to go down so that, you know, they win, take a knee. I don't know what more he needs to do, Greg. I really don't.
But I don't see the points there. I don't see the, again, I'm just comparing it to watching other games. And I'm not of the belief that Daniel Jones has to be Patrick Mahomes or you don't extend him. I'm not of that belief. There's only a few elite quarterbacks in this league. But when I look at other football, Anita, it doesn't look like the Giants football. Like other quarterbacks, mediocre quarterbacks.
Here's another thing, Greg. Where's Kadarius Toney, dude? Where's Kadarius Toney? Ooh, my hamstring. Where's Galladay? Oh, I want out of here. I don't understand why I'm not playing. Well, you know what? Practice like you play, dude. And then maybe you'll, and Greg, I appreciate the call. Practice like you play. And then maybe you get some playing time, Galladay. Like, don't let the door hit you on. Probably one of the worst contracts ever in the history of the NFL, Galladay, with what he's making. Just ridiculous. So let's marinate. Daniel Jones, most pressured quarterback in the NFL after 2 weeks. Most accurate quarterback in the NFL after 2 weeks. 81.6 completion percentage, single-handedly has helped the Giants win both games with his feet, moving the chains, helping with the field goal, helping with, you know, obviously being able to take a knee and wind down the clock. And Richie James is his number one receiver. Oh my gosh. And you're wondering why he's not making highlight reels? Richie James would be a third or fourth on another team's roster. There's no Kadarius Toney. There's no Galladay. There's no tight end here. Ricky Seals-Jones is on IR. It's Saquon Barkley and Richie James. And yeah, Sterling Shepard, he's gotten a really nice solid share of targets. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a fourth or fifth string wide receiver who's Daniel Jones' number one target and playmaker. Because the Giants really screwed up not drafting Micah Parsons over Kadarius Toney and giving Galladay a ridiculous contract that the dude does not deserve. Like, just let's marinate in that for a minute and then assess. How about we do that? How about we do that? Let's go to Mark in Newark. Mark, welcome in.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
Great.
Okay, I'm going to get right to it. I'm a Flacco fan. I remember watching him at Delaware, and I said at the time, I said, man, this kid's going to be awesome. And he turned out to be just that, awesome. And I've been screaming from the rooftops that he should be our quarterback since last year. So here's my whole thing, just to make it real quick. Joe Flacco is our quarterback. The young kids love him. I want to see one more thing. I want to see more Mims. With more Mims and Joe Flacco, I bring on all comers. That's me.
Listen, appreciate the phone call. You're talking about a wide receiver that, you know, the talk heading into the season was that, you know, he was on the trading block. You know, I'm not sure about Mims. You know, here's what the argument is about Joe Flacco right now. And Joe, I want you to come in on this because I know you and I have been talking about this off air. I know you're a big Jets fan. Joe Flacco right now gives you the best opportunity to win ball games. Okay. But I understand what you're saying. You need, as a Jets fan, you need to know what you have in Zach Wilson, right? You need to know. You want to know. Because right now, you don't know. I don't know either. Okay? I'm just giving you my two cents. I'm giving you what my opinion is. Coming out of the draft or coming into, you know, coming into the NFL from the draft, not me, the guys that are a lot smarter who've been scouts covering the NFL a lot longer than I've been alive were telling me not the quarterback you want to draft, right? Like 1 year sample size at BYU, which is subpar comp, in a year that it had COVID, where the competition he was playing against was even worse than what it normally is in that conference. And you can't deny his athleticism, the way he throws the ball. There's a lot that he mimics in regard to Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, doesn't throw wide receivers open, waits till a wide receiver is open. You can't have success in the NFL like that because DBs are faster than lightning. It's just a different animal here in the NFL than it is in college football. So I was being told, stay away from Zach Wilson, not the quarterback that you want to draft in front of some other guys that were out there, okay? So, again, jury's still out for me, but I understand as a Jets fan, you're like, we already know what we get in Joe Flacco. I guess my question to you then is, what's more important to you this season? Winning games or figuring out if Zach Wilson is your guy?
Figuring out whether Zach Wilson's the guy or not. Because if you go into year three, I mean, look what the Giants are doing with Daniel Jones. They're in year four, and they don't know what they have with Jones. For all the people back in Flacco, I seriously don't get it. I was calling for Mike White at the beginning of the year. I saw what Joe Flacco is. If by, you know, the grace of God, we got a miracle comeback last week. If they lose that game, you're 0-2. You're getting calls for Mike White this week. The tone completely changes. I get wanting to win games because, look, we've been starved as Jet fans for wins. But if you don't know what Zach Wilson is, if he's not good, then we can pivot and draft another quarterback in the upcoming draft. But you at least have to know whether he's the guy or not. And playing Flacco does nothing for this team. Zero. Nothing. And
but you're wrong. It's giving you the best chance to win ball games, Joe. It's giving you the best chance to win. But you are saying you don't care about winning. You don't care about wins and losses.
No, I do.
Season.
But let me ask you this question. Is Joe Flacco a top 10 quarterback right now?
No. No.
Is he a top 15 quarterback right now?
I would not go that far. No, I would put him somewhere around the 20 to 25 range.
Okay. Can you win with the 25th best quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, yeah, you could win ball games.
Could
it
you
depends.
Win a Super Bowl it, with the 15th, with no. the 25th best quarterback? Exactly.
No.
So if I'm not saying Zach Wilson's going to be a top 10 quarterback, but if he shows you that he can be that in the upcoming years, then you go with that. Flacco right now, yes, you can win in the short term, and that's great. But Zach Wilson, if he's not the future, you need to know that as soon as possible. And I'm not saying, you know, push him into the Pittsburgh game. If he's not healthy, he's not healthy. Go with him when he's healthy. But to say Flacco's the quarterback until proven otherwise, I wholeheartedly disagree with that. I think people couldn't be more wrong.
800-919-3776. What say you, Jets fans? Are you in the same boat? You feel the same way that Joe does? We'd love to hear from you. Dave, Buddha, James, hang tight. You guys will be first up. We'll continue with your calls. Joe Wiz joins us at 2:30 with his picks and his plays. I've got some college football plays for you as well coming your way at 2:30 right here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Anita Marks with you. Stream live sports and original content with ESPN Plus today. You get access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library, unrivaled UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views. Also, live coverage of 35 PGA Tour events each year. And then get the ESPN Plus Disney Plus bundle today. Watch ESPN Originals, 30 for 30s, the entire Disney and Marvel library, and more. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNNewYorkBundle.com. to learn more. In the break, we were talking about I'm still alive in my survivor pool. Wow. Week one, you know, typically, like across the board, week one eliminated at least 50% of the people in most survivor pools. Were you aware of that? 50%. So I had the Ravens, so one there. And then I had Green Bay last week. And so now, it's between the Eagles and the 49ers. But unfortunately, they're both on the road. I don't necessarily like to take road teams. But there's not a home team this week that I feel comfortable about. I don't feel good about the Colts at home against Kansas City, the Dolphins at home against the Bills, the Jets at home against Cincinnati. Okay, Minnesota, maybe. I'm going to put that down. But I don't. This Detroit Lions team, they're averaging 30 points a game. And Minnesota obviously did not look good last week. Patriots at home against the Ravens. No way am I on Tennessee. Carolina against the Saints, no. Bears against the Texans, no. Chargers, no. Listen, if Justin Herbert we knew that Justin Herbert was going to be 100% in play, okay. But no, not now. We had Cynthia Freeland on earlier. She said stay away from that game. Not comfortable with Arizona at home against the Rams. Tampa Bay at home against the Green Bay Packers. I think the Packers win. Seattle at home against Atlanta. So, you know, Giants against the Cowboys. So, yeah, I mean, Joe, I'm with you. I know you said you like the 49ers. For me, it's either the Eagles at Washington or the 49ers at Denver. And I think I'm with you. I think I've got to take the 49ers. It's my favorite play of the week anyway at -1.5. I might as well double down with them with my survivor pick, right? 800-919-3776 is the phone number. All right, let's get to your calls. I know we've got quite a few people who want to chime in. And let's go to Buddha in the Bronx. Buddha, you're up.
Hey, Anita. I got 2 points. One on the Zach Wilson stuff. And then one on Ime Udoka. You know, listen, saying Flacco is better than Zach Wilson gives you a better chance to win. It's like saying water's wet. You know, the Jets brass, they would rather chew glass than play Mike White because they don't want you to know that he's better than them as well. You know, where they screwed up was way before they even drafted him. You know, playing Sam Darnold with that bum shoulder to win two meaningless games, what a boneheaded move that was. They was better off, if they didn't like Lawrence or they didn't like Fields, they was better off still getting that number one pick and getting a king's ransom for those draft picks. So, you know, Jets do Jets things as always. You know, in summary, you know, Zach Wilson is a dub, and we all know that. And the faster that it's accepted, then you can move on as a franchise. You guys talking about you need to see Zach Wilson more, please. The only one person who wants to see Zach Wilson more is the opponent. You know, but listen. With that Ime Udoka, you know, listen, man, like, if I knew that brother, man, and he was like a friend or a family member, you know, I would say to him, yo, why would you accept that 1 year suspension when there's no guarantee of you getting your job back? These dudes don't put your business out there. I'm not the moral police or nothing like that. What he did was wrong. Yeah, you shouldn't have done that. But they didn't have to put all the information out there. There's been plenty of times things have happened where a coach just had to he violated team rules, something happened, and we never heard the story. When they put your business out there like that, you're like they diminished you, man, like as a man and as a human being. And as a black coach, fans in that town, what's the recovery going to look like for him? I'm a little disappointed that he didn't walk away from that job, man.
Oh, and Buddha, he has a public apology that's out there as well. Keep that in mind. So, 800-919-3776. Let's go to Dave in Queens. Dave, welcome in.
Anita, thanks. Two quick questions. First, mm-hmm. concerning the Jets play tomorrow at MetLife and the Giants obviously the next day. You think the field will be a little choppy or whatever the word is for the Giants game, and that could affect the over and under? And
well,
that's
it's artificial turf, so it's not going to be choppy,
yeah.
Dave.
I know it's no dirt, but I mean, like, still, you know, that's not a good field to begin with, and it's getting used less than 24
hours
earlier.
Yeah, but that's not.
You know? I'm going to take that into account myself. I don't know.
Okay.
That field, you know, I'm just putting that out there. And then second question, thank you. Do you think what would be the line if Mike Evans wasn't suspended? Would it still be the same? Did that swing the line? Do you know?
I think I wouldn't be surprised if the line was more like -2.5 because it's and Dave, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate
okay,
it. It's not just Mike Evans. It's also they're down another offensive lineman. Josh Wells got injured for the Tampa Bay Bucs. So I think if their offensive line was healthier, Mike Evans was playing. And also reports came out that Brady's dealing with some kind of injury to his hand. He's going to play, but that's out there as well. So if the Bucs weren't having, you know, this magnitude of injuries, I'm thinking -2.5, but it's at -1 right now. By the way, the field, again, it's artificial turf, so it's not so much like, you know, oh, this team played on it the night before, but you're right. Like, there's some big-time question marks in regard to that field over there at MetLife Stadium. But it's not about usage. I think it's the field material itself, I think, is the problem. Just FYI. Let's go to Goldie in New Jersey. Goldie, welcome in.
Hey, Anita, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah, listen, I generally love your commentary. It's always good, but I want to discuss the person before us that spoke about, I think it was Deshaun Watson and how he aired his business. I mean, mm-hmm. there's 26 people accusing him of something, so that guy's got to pipe down because, you know, when there's smoke, there's fire generally.
All right, let's go to Brian in White Plains. Brian, you're up. Brian, you there? Do we have the volume up for Brian? All right. Well, Brian, unfortunately, sorry, we've got some type of unfortunate technical issue. Let's go to James in Connecticut. James, you're up.
Hi, Anita. I absolutely love your show. Your strategies and advice is always the best, and this is my first year doing fantasy football. I got a tough question, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
I took Gabe Davis as one of those later round guys because he was going to be mm-hmm. number two in Buffalo, right? Mm-hmm. And he was injured last week, and I'm trying to figure out how to strategize around that injury coming off of the week, and here's the other two things I can do. I have Javonte Williams as my flex player, and on the bench I have Rashad Bateman. So my question is, do I put Bateman in for Davis and keep Javonte Williams as my flex, or do I maybe put Bateman in as my flex and keep Gabe Davis as one of my starting receivers?
Yeah, I would rather go Williams and Bateman if I were you.
Yeah, you think so? Over Davis?
I do, because
injury, huh?
Jerry Judy, by the way, Jerry Judy is dealing, and thanks for the phone call, James, and thanks for the kind words. Jerry Judy is dealing with a shoulder issue. Now, he was limited at practice yesterday. Yesterday was the first practice he was able to get in, but he was limited. I think Javonte Williams is going to be utilized big time in the passing game for Denver. And also, I think they're going to have a really tough time against the 49ers. So I think they're going to be playing from behind. 49ers defense is giving up only 4 yards per play. Best in the NFL, their defense, by the way. So I think Denver's in for a long day. But I do believe that I do believe that Javonte Williams is going to get a hefty number of target shares, especially if Jerry Judy is either inactive or not 100%, okay? We come back, and we've got Joe Wiz, who's going to join us. He'll give us some of his picks and his plays, college football as well as NFL. And I'm with you for another 30 minutes, which is great. But when I go, Pat O'Keefe is up next. So no need to go anywhere else than right here on this Saturday afternoon, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. 98.7 ESPN. It's time for Joe Wiz, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportbook. Joe, welcome in. Just to bring the folks up to speed on what's going on in college football right now, Michigan is up on Maryland 17-13. I actually played the Michigan over team total points at 40.5. They need to wake the up in order for me to win that bet. Wake Forest up on Clemson. Boy, what a third quarter they've had. 28-20. My play there was 23.5 team total points over for Wake Forest, so that hit, which is great. Also, I have Kansas -7 against Duke. They're up 28-13. So those are my plays that are in action right now. Anything that you put money on, did you play this Clemson game?
Yeah, I took the dog in the game. I like Sam Hartman. I felt that Clemson is a little bit overrated. The line went up to 8, I took the dog in that game. And by the way, thanks for having me on. But I just felt, I know Clemson has dominated this series. They've won 13 in a row against Wake, but I figured if there's one time that Wake might come to play, this is the year. And with Sam Hartman throwing 7 touchdowns in the last two games coming into this game, I felt that maybe they can keep up. With Clemson, I'm not sold on their quarterback situation, nor am I sold on Clemson. I feel they're a little overrated. Personally.
All right, let's talk about some of the games that are still about to be had, and that is Florida going up against Tennessee. Tennessee at home, favored by 10.5. The over-under is at 62. What's your play here?
Yeah, when you look at it in the year, Nita, I know Tennessee is good, but they played a very weak schedule, and Florida traditionally plays well. They've beaten them 4 of the last 5 times when they play Tennessee. I'm taking the double digits here with the Gators plus the point here. Last year when they played, it was all Florida. And even though the Vols have looked very impressive, laying 10.5 to the Gators, who have a good defense and a good quarterback, I'm going with the Gators. I'm taking the 10.5.
You're not worried, Anthony Richardson. He's great to watch, but no passing touchdowns this season?
Well, of course I'm worried, but I'm getting 10.5, and I'm going by the history of the series. Florida has won 4 or 5, and it's a conference game. If Tennessee wins, maybe that the Gators defense can keep them in the game and keep it respectable. That's what I'm hoping for. I do expect the Vols to win, but I'm expected to get the cover as well with the Gators.
This is the largest spread, by the way, that Tennessee has been favored in 25 years. How about that? The largest spread in 25 years. The other game, kickoff is at 3:30 in less than an hour, and that is Notre Dame going up against UNC. UNC quarterback said some interesting things this week against NC State, but nonetheless, they are favored by 2.5. The over-under is at 56. What is your play here, sir?
Yep, I like North Carolina in this game here. Notre Dame barely got by Cal last week. They outgained Cal, and Cal stinks, by 1 yard. Head coach Marcus Freeman still has to figure out a way of getting Drew Payne, who played well last week, 17 of 23 for 150 yards. I don't trust the Irish on the road. And the Tar Heels, they got a fresh redshirt freshman in Drake Maye, who is a legitimate. He'll be playing in the NFL in 2 years from now. So I'm going with North Carolina. I'm laying the wood, Anita. I'm laying the 2.5. I'm not even doing the money line, which I normally do when the line's under three, but here Tar Heels roll.
All right. Is there another game on the college football slate that you're eyeing for today?
Absolutely. We're going down to Arlington, Texas. I feel the wrong team is favored here. We put it up on Twitter, put an upset alert, if you want to call it an upset. Arkansas, that line is dropping. I took 2.5. I actually took 3 because I bought it up to 3 at Bet Rivers. That's one of the good things you can do is buy half points at Bet Rivers. And I always tell people to get the best value. So in that game there, I took the dog in that game, Arkansas plus the 3. They play well on the road. The Aggies have not shown me anything, even though they beat your Canes last week. Jimbo Fisher team is overrated. They're going to fall out of the top 25 after this game here. I'm going with the Hogs. Wrong team is favored here. I want to call it an upset, but I don't think so because I think Arkansas is the better team on a neutral site because this game is being played in Jerry's World in Arlington, and Arkansas has one of the best running backs in the country, Raheem. So I'm going with the visitor here. Arkansas rolls over A&M.
So Arkansas, by the way, for you to get them at plus 3 is -130. So what does that mean? You're laying $130 down to win 100 to get them at plus 3. By the way, Aaron Judge back up at bat right now. Again, as we said, if he does hit 61, we will let you know immediately. He's 0 for 2 today. So this is his third at bat, batting leadoff again for the Yankees. Really quick, before we move on to some NFL talk, I'm all over USC tonight. 9:30 is kickoff. Got them at -5.5. They're back up to 6 right now. I underestimated them last week against Fresno State. Their offense is just absolutely sick with Williams and Addison leading the way. Lincoln Riley winning by 30 points. I know that Oregon State is their most difficult opponent. I get that. And I think this will be close throughout, but I envision this where, you know, they'll pull away in the fourth quarter. Your thoughts on USC and Oregon State?
I just sent you a picture. I'm actually wearing a USC t-shirt right now. I'm sitting in Park somehow. Anita, somehow I snuck into a private party because it's so loud here at Parks. I'm in a private party and everyone's looking at me like, who's this guy sitting here talking to Anita Marks on ESPN? And I have my USC shirt on. Everyone else has a suit and tie on except me. But in this same series here, and I didn't look much at it, but, you know, the home team in the series is 8-2 in the last 10 meetings here. USC, obviously, Lincoln Riley's done a tremendous job so far in the early part of the season here. I'm not a big advocate for laying points on the road in this game. I might expect a high-scoring affair, so I'd rather take a look at the total and play over between these two because USC has been scoring a lot of points. I think the total might be a safer bet for me.
Total is 70.5. So you're saying
over.
You would play over 70.5. All right, let's turn our attention to some NFL so in that way we can let you get back to your party. And so, as always, I want to hear what your thoughts are about the hometown teams. The Jets at home getting 6 right now against the Cincinnati Bengals. Over-under is at 45. What's your play?
Boy, when you take a look at it, can the Cincinnati Bengals go to 0-3? You know, we talk about a Super Bowl hangover. I mean, the Jets have been thoroughly outplayed in the first two games, even though they won last week, and I went to church and prayed after I had them last week because, you know, the meltdown that Cleveland had, we may not see that ever in a long time. But here the line is 6. I like the total game, Anita. I played the over 45. Cincinnati's defense has been suspect, and the Jets gave up a ton of points to Lamar, and they gave up a ton of points to Cleveland last week. And I think that Joe Burrow is going to be focused. He turned off all his social media handles, no Twitter, no Instagram. So let's go with the total here, over 45. I'm expecting a high-scoring affair between these two teams.
Yeah, I like – by the way, Aaron Judge just walked So he's taking first. He was walked. I think Joe Mixon is going to have a really big game here. I like Joe Mixon over rushing yards. I like Joe Mixon over rushing and receiving yards. I'm gonna be playing prop bet wise. I'm gonna be playing a lot of Joe Mixon in that game. Monday night, bright lights right here in our own backyard. The Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys with Cooper Rush, no Dak Prescott. Giants are favored by 1. Over-unders at 39. It's pretty low.
Yeah, it is. And when you take a look at it here, I mean, Dallas has dominated this series, but the Giants, I just get a feel about them. You know, they were fortunate enough to beat the Titans, but sometimes when you have these crazy seasons and you win a lot of either things fall your way, even with Carolina last week, they were outplayed in the first half and they came back and they just figured out a way to win. And I think the Giants at home, I'm taking a shot with the Giants. I like them at home. Last week I was right here on the show. I told you that I felt that the Giants would go 4-0. Next week they have the Bears and then they got Green Bay. So I think that if they can beat the Cowboys here, they have a shot. The line's just about at a pick 'em. It's been dropping down. There is money. The public money always comes in on the Cowboys. Cowboys and Steelers are like those two teams in the NFL in general generate the most money. I know there'll be a lot of money coming in on the Cowboys because people aren't believing in the Giants yet. But I'm going with the Giants here. I'm expecting them. And like I said last week, I expect them to start out the season at 4-0. So I'm not looking to knock off Dallas on Monday night. I know you're having a big tailgate party. I didn't get no invitation to my email or anything. What's going on over there?
It's not that I have a my tailgate party on Monday night. It's not mine. It's Tiza. It's Tiza nutrient pouches. They're having a big tailgate. Old time. I hate to use the word old timer. We talk about that when we talk baseball. A lot of former Giants are going to be out there. So really excited about that. Tiza Energy nutrient pouches. Big tailgate Monday night out there. We're near the bus stops. You can see all the signage and everything. I'll be out there probably from like 7 until kickoff. So come out there, say hello, check out, try some Tiza, And I'll be out there shaking hands and kissing babies, that's for sure. Before we let you go, the Miami Dolphins at home getting 4.5 against a Buffalo Bills team who, short work week, now have to travel to Miami. Temperatures are supposed to be 100 degrees at kickoff. That's what it's supposed to feel like. And they've got a plethora of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. What you playing here?
Well, you know, the last time Buffalo was in Miami, you know what the score was, 35-0. I don't expect a lopsided score like that, but the weather could be a factor. I know the Bills are all banged up. It's hard to bet against Buffalo. Even Miami, though, they, you know, as impressive they were last week against the Ravens, they were outplayed in that game, and they needed that fourth quarter miracle. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair, Anita. I'm going over the total. I think both teams are going to score and score a lot. So I'd rather take a shot with the total over in that game, over 52 at Bet Rivers, and people that want to get more free winners, follow me on Twitter, Joe with Sports. I put out free winners. I got Portugal going right now in soccer, getting ready for the World Cup in November.
Love it. Again, Joe is brought to you by Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app today. It's a whole new game. Joe, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and go USC.
There you go. Go over. Have a good one. Thank you.
There you go. There you go. All right. We come back. Some final thoughts, our final segment before we pass the baton on to Pat O'Keefe. So you want to get in on the show, now is the time to do so. 800-919-3776. 800-919-3776. We'll put a big, I like to call it a green bow. We'll put a big green bow on the show. Just circle back on some of the things that we were discussing throughout, whether it's Giants, Jets, Aaron Judge, and the Yankees, and a lot more. So stay tuned. 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. 98.7 ESPN. It's time for Joe Wiz, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportbook. Joe, welcome in. Just to bring the folks up to speed on what's going on in college football right now. Michigan is up on Maryland 17-13. I actually played the Michigan over team total points at 40.5. They need to wake the up in order for me to win that bet. Wake Forest up on Clemson. Boy, what a third quarter they've had. 28-20. My play there was 23.5 team total points over for Wake Forest. So that hit, which is great. Also, I have Kansas -7 against Duke. They're up 28-13. So those are my plays that are in action right now. Anything that you put money on, did you play this Clemson game?
Yeah, I took the dog in the game. I like Sam Hartman. I felt that Clemson is a little bit overrated. The line went up to 8. I took the dog in that game. And by the way, thanks for having me on. But I just felt, you know, I know Clemson has dominated this series. They've won 13 in a row against Wake. But I figured if there's one time that Wake might come to play, this is the year. And with Sam Hartman throwing 7 touchdowns in the last 2 games coming into this game, I felt that maybe they can keep up. But Clemson, I'm not sold on their quarterback situation, nor am I sold on Clemson. I feel they're a little overrated. Rated personally.
All right, let's talk about some of the games that are still about to be had, and that is Florida going up against Tennessee. Tennessee at home, favored by 10.5. The over under is at 62. What's your play here?
Yeah, when you look at it in the year, Nita, I know you know Tennessee is good, but they've played a very weak schedule, and Florida traditionally plays well. They've beaten them 4 of the last 5 times when they play Tennessee. I'm taking the double digits here with the Gators plus the point here. Last year when they played, it was all Florida. And even though the Vols have looked very impressive, laying 10.5 to the Gators, who have a good defense and a good quarterback, I'm going with the Gators. I'm taking the 10.5.
You're not worried, Anthony Richardson. He's great to watch, but no passing touchdowns this season?
Well, of course I'm worried, but I'm getting 10.5, and I'm going by the history of the series. Florida has won 4 or 5, and it's a conference game. You know, if Tennessee wins, maybe the Gators defense can keep them in the game and keep it respectable. That's what I'm hoping for. I do expect the Vols to win, but I'm expected to get the cover as well with the Gators.
This is the largest spread, by the way, that Tennessee has been favored in 25 years. How about that? The largest spread in 25 years. The other game, kickoff is at 3:30 in less than an hour, and that is Notre Dame going up against UNC. UNC quarterback said some interesting things this week against NC State, but nonetheless, they are favored by 2.5. The over-under is at 56. What is your play here, sir?
Yep, I like North Carolina in this game here. Notre Dame barely got by Cal last week. They outgained Cal, and Cal stinks, by 1 yard. Head coach Marcus Freeman still has to figure out a way of getting Drew Payne, who played well last week, 17 of 23 for 150 yards. I don't trust the Irish on the road. And the Tar Heels, they got a fresh redshirt freshman in Drake Maye, who is a legitimate. He'll be playing in the NFL in 2 years from now. So I'm going with North Carolina. I'm laying the wood, Anita. I'm laying the 2.5. I'm not even doing the money line, which I normally do when the line's under three. But here, Tar Heels roll.
All right. Is there another game on the college football slate that you're eyeing for today?
Absolutely. We're going down to Arlington, Texas. I feel the wrong team is favored here. We put it up on Twitter, put an upset alert, if you want to call it an upset. Arkansas, that line is dropping. I took 2.5. I actually took 3 because I bought it up to 3 at Bet Rivers. That's one of the good things you can do is buy half points at Bet Rivers. And I always tell people to get the best value. So in that game there, I took the dog in that game, Arkansas plus the 3. They play well on the road. The Aggies have not shown me anything, even though they beat your Canes last week. Jimbo Fisher team is overrated. They're going to fall out of the top 25 after this game here. I'm going with the Hogs. Wrong team is favored here. I want to call it an upset, but I don't think so because I think Arkansas is the better team on a neutral site because this game is being played in Jerry's World in Arlington, and Arkansas has one of the best running backs in the country, Raheem. So I'm going with the visitor here. Arkansas rolls over A&M.
So Arkansas, by the way, for you to get them at plus 3 is minus 130. So what does that mean? You're laying $130 down to win 100 to get them at plus 3. By the way, Aaron Judge back up at bat right now. Again, as we said, if he does hit 61, we will let you know immediately. He's 0 for 2 today. So this is his third at bat, batting leadoff again for the Yankees. Really quick. Before we move on to some NFL talk, I'm all over USC tonight. 9:30 is kickoff. Got them at minus 5.5. They're back up to 6 right now. I underestimated them last week against Fresno State. Their offense is just absolutely sick with Williams and Addison leading the way. Lincoln Riley winning by 30 points. I know that Oregon State is their most difficult opponent. I get that. And I think this will be close throughout. But I envision this where, you know, they'll pull away in the fourth quarter. Your thoughts on USC and Oregon State?
I should send you a picture. I'm actually wearing a USC t-shirt right now. I'm sitting in Park somehow. Anita, somehow I snuck into a private party because it's so loud here at Parks. I'm in a private party and everyone's looking at me like, who's this guy sitting here talking to Anita Marks on ESPN? And I have my USC shirt on. Everyone else has a suit and tie on except me. But in this same series here, and I didn't look much at it, but you know, the home team in the series is 8-2 in the last 10 meetings here. USC, obviously, Lincoln Riley's done a tremendous job so far in the early part of the season here. I'm not a big advocate for laying points on the road in this game. I might expect a high scoring affair, so I'd rather take a look at the total and play over between these two because USC has been scoring a lot of points. I think the total might be a safer bet for me.
Total is 70.5. So you're saying
over.
You would play over 70.5. All right, let's turn our attention to some NFL. So in that way we can let you get back to your party. And so as always, I want to hear what your thoughts are about the hometown teams. The Jets at home getting 6 right now against the Cincinnati Bengals. Over-unders at 45. What's your play?
Boy, when you take a look at it, can the Cincinnati Bengals go to 0-3? You know, we talk about a Super Bowl hangover. I mean, the Jets have been thoroughly outplayed in the first two games, even though they won last week, and I went to church and prayed after I had them last week because, you know, the meltdown that Cleveland had, we may not see that ever in a long time. But here the line is 6. I like the total game, Anita. I played the over 45. Cincinnati's defense has been suspect, and the Jets gave up a ton of points to Lamar, and they gave up a ton of points to Cleveland last week. And I think that Joe Burrow is going to be focused. He turned off all his social media handles, no Twitter, no Instagram. So let's go with the total here, over 45. I'm expecting a high-scoring affair between these two teams.
Yeah, I like – by the way, Aaron Judge just walked – So he's taking first. He was walked. I think Joe Mixon is going to have a really big game here. I like Joe Mixon over rushing yards. I like Joe Mixon over rushing and receiving yards. I'm gonna be playing prop bet wise. I'm gonna be playing a lot of Joe Mixon in that game. Monday night, bright lights right here in our own backyard. The Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys with Cooper Rush, no Dak Prescott. Giants are favored by one. Over-unders at 39. It's pretty low.
Yeah, it is. And when you take a look at it here, I mean, Dallas has dominated this series, but the Giants, I just get a feel about them. You know, they were fortunate enough to beat the Titans, but sometimes when you have these crazy seasons and you win a lot of needed, things fall your way. Even with Carolina last week, they were outplayed in the first half and they came back and they just figured out a way to win. And I think the Giants at home, I'm taking a shot with the Giants. I like them at home. Last week I was right here on the show. I told you that I felt that the Giants would go 4-0. Next week they have the Bears and then they got Green Bay. So I think that if they can beat the Cowboys here, they have a shot. The line's just about at a pick 'em. It's been dropping down. There is money. The public money always comes in on the Cowboys. Cowboys and Steelers are like those two teams in the NFL in general generate the most money. I know there'll be a lot of money coming in on the Cowboys because people aren't believing in the Giants yet. But I'm going with the Giants here. I'm expecting them, and like I said last week, I expect them to start out the season at 4-0. So I'm not looking to knock off Dallas on Monday night. I know you're having a big tailgate party. I didn't get no invitation in my email or anything. What's going on over there?
It's not that I have a my tailgate party on Monday night. It's not mine. It's Tiza.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Tiza. It's Tiza nutrient pouches. They're having a big tailgate. A lot of old time. I hate to use the word old timer. Old timer. We talk about that when we talk baseball. A lot of former Giants are going to be out there. So really excited about that. Tiza Energy nutrient pouches. Big tailgate Monday night out there. We're near the bus stops. You can see all the signage and everything. I'll be out there probably from like 7 until kickoff. So come out there, say hello, check out, try some Tiza, and I'll be out there shaking hands and kissing babies. That's for sure. Before we let you go, the Miami Dolphins at home getting 4.5 against a Buffalo Bills team who, short work week, now have to travel to Miami. Temperatures are supposed to be 100 degrees at kickoff. That's what it's supposed to feel like. And they've got a plethora of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. What you playing here?
Well, you know, the last time Buffalo was in Miami, you know what the score was? 35-0. I don't expect a lopsided score like that, but the weather could be a factor. I know the Bills are all banged up. It's hard to bet against Buffalo. Even Miami, though, as impressive they were last week against the Ravens, they were outplayed in that game, and they needed that fourth quarter miracle. I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair, Anita. I'm going over the total. I think both teams are going to score and score a lot, so I'd rather take a shot with the total over in that game, over 52 at Bet Rivers, and people that want to get more free winners, follow me on Twitter, Joe Wiz Sports. I put out free winners. I got Portugal going right now in soccer, getting ready for the World Cup in November.
Love it. Again, Joe Wiz brought to you by Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app today. It's a whole new game. Joe, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day and go USC.
There you go. Go over. Have a good one. Thank you.
There you go. There you go. All right. We come back. Some final thoughts, our final segment before we pass the baton on to Pat O'Keefe. So you want to get in on the show, now's the time to do so. 800-919-3776. 800-919-3776. We'll put a big, I like to call it a green bow. We'll put a big green bow on the show. Just circle back on some of the things that we were discussing throughout, whether it's Giants, Jets, Joe Judge, Aaron Judge, and the Yankees, and a lot more. So stay tuned. 98.7 ESPN.